Hi, this is Oliver, Chris, and Jono from the Wood Brothers.
And this is Exit 97.7.
WEXT.
WEXT. We're live at EXT with the Wood Brothers. We have the trio of Chris and Oliver Wood and Jono Ricks right here. Wow, that sounds great, guys. Keep Me Around from 2013's The Muse album. Love it.
Thank you.
Now, that right there, folks, is a sneak peek at tonight's show if you're a ticket holder. The show is completely sold out. Must feel great to sell out.
It is job security, yep.
One Drop of Truth is the new album, the sixth Wood Brothers release. Is there a story behind the title of that album?
Long story. We don't have time for that. No, it's there's a lot of themes on this record of water, of hurricanes, of searching for truth and happiness in difficult times. And so I think that's the short answer. You know, in fact, when we were writing a lot of this material, some of it anyways was started in the fall of 2016 during the campaign, during hurricane season. And then oddly enough, some of it was recorded during the hurricanes of this past fall. So, for example, River Takes the Town, which has a lot of imagery of flooding, and we recorded the day that Houston was being flooded, and that seemed to be this weird recurring theme on this album.
The first time you self-produced your album, recording piecemeal over the course of last year, 2017, in various Nashville studios, and enlisting four different mixing engineers to come up with divergent sounds and flavors. Tell us about that. What exactly, what were you looking for?
Well, I think we were just looking for a new process that was more fun and interesting and less stressful. And a lot of times if you compile a whole bunch of songs and record them in one batch, everything feels a little watered down and like feels kind of like a compromise. So we chose to do it over a longer period of time and recorded one or two songs at a time. And they just got all of our attention for a couple of days, and that just felt completely different. And so we are going for not necessarily a cohesive group of songs as much as each song being its own little feature, a single, if you will. And then we figured, hey, it's us on every song. Once we put them together, it's going to be a cool record. So, of course, some themes ended up coming out anyway. You can't help but subconsciously at least connecting songs and making a story with all the whole group of songs. But we approach it that way, like very separately with each song.
There's so much texture, so much feeling in each song. And I love how each song builds. Jono, I love the guitar percussion instrument that you made. It's so interesting. I haven't seen anything quite like that. For those listening, can you describe what you brought to us here today? And you're going to play that on stage, I assume.
Yeah, it goes everywhere with us. We don't leave home without it. Shitar, well, it's a crappy old classical guitar, and it's got a clothespin on it, and pieces of coat hanger, and all sorts of stuff. But I've worked on it for many years, and it's a portable drum set, so we can play completely acoustically and just like really balanced, but have beats, and that's the deal.
It looks so odd. It looks so odd, but it does the trick. It sounds great. You guys make your music stand out on your albums. It just, every instrument, every voice is just pushed, and you can really hear every detail in your music.
I think part of our journey as a group is not just the music and the performing, but also part of the process that made this album work for us was that, like my brother said, we were able to do it a little bit at a time. The magic of that is that you can record a song and forget about it for a couple months and then listen to it with fresh ears, because otherwise you don't really know what you get lost in the music. Any artist gets lost in their project, so you need space. You need to build in that space to really.
Right.
And we've just gotten good at working together, and everybody hears things differently and has different opinions, then I think they add up to a cool end result.
Well, anyone can paint trees. It just seems like you guys are the Bob Ross of painting pretty little trees with your music.
Some trees need a little friend. You know?
A little friend, and you provide that. It's really great. How do your songs begin?
There's no one method. One thing that we do on purpose is get together, just the three of us in a room, and play music and sort of improvise and make stuff up and just for fun. And we record it all, and we often get a lot of our ideas for beginnings of songs that way, and then add structure and lyrics later. But you know, there's notebooks full of words, and you hear people say things, and you dream about things, and you have subconscious inspirations once in a while, and all of that stuff. You know, you might write the words first, might write the music first. It kind of happens all kinds of ways.
Sometimes whole songs get written And, you know, you have a form and you have some music, but the music is really can be just a placeholder until we find some recording of some amazing, interesting jam that we had. And then we completely rearrange the song to fit with that piece of music.
Yeah. It's fun because we have like years worth now of like little voice memos on our phones of, oh, keep doing that. I'll record it, you know.
And, yeah, like sound checks and stuff.
Yeah, where we just have all kinds of files of things and it's not organized at all. But there's all these little gems of music that we can revisit all the time and look for musical ideas.
Most of them we've forgotten about. And that's the fun part. Then you scroll through your voice memos and you discover these things that you don't even remember doing. And that's when you really get inspired to do, you know. It's like field recordings, lost field recordings, except it's us.
So something old can inspire something new.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
I love it. I love it. We have the Wood Brothers here in our studio. They are performing at the Egg tonight, a sold-out show. You guys want to play us another great one, a new one?
Let's do it.
All of my wisdom came from all the toughest days. I never learned a thing being happy. And all of my suffering came, I didn't appreciate it. I never learned a thing being happy. But to know how it feels now and then, I got a happiness, Jones, my friend. Happiness Jones. All of my answers came, driving myself insane. Yeah, I had a dragon to tame to get happy. And all of my peace and quiet came from putting out fire. Kept the spark alive to get happy. That old dragon, glad he comes back mad. I got a happiness Jones so bad. I got a happiness Jones. I'm not alone.
There you go. Happiness Jones from our guests live at EXT, 9770 EXT. The Wood Brothers here in our studio, and they're performing at the YAG, a sold-out show here later on tonight. Guys, thanks again for playing that great song from the new album, One Drop of Truth, that comes out this Friday. So excited. I have it in my hands. I've spent some time with it, and just amazing. This is a great album.
Thank you.
Really spectacular. You know, I find it interesting. I want you guys to take us back to your roots for just a moment, because even though you took quite different musical paths, Chris playing contemporary jazz with Medeski, Martin, and Wood, I had a hip-hop head in the 90s. Turn me on to Medeski, Martin, and Wood.
Hip-hop is a huge influence.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it's still like, it just, there's so much creativity going on in that scene, and I think the reason hip-hop was so inspiring in the 90s is just the way that it was made was just taking these records and putting, collaging things together. And so it's things, the end result was things that like musicians sitting in a room would never come up with. It was very new sounding. And it didn't matter if these two different samples were in the same key and there's different rhythms going on. And so there was just this really fresh creativity going on there that was inspiring to, mm-hmm. to everybody.
It's really interesting. And Oliver with King Johnson and Tinsley Ellis, by the way, says hello.
Ah, nice.
Tinsley dropped by just last week.
Nice.
And he said, we mentioned you guys were stopping by, and he said that you had played with him,
yep.
part of his band, on a blues cruise on the Hudson here back in the 90s as well.
Yeah, I played with him. He gave me my first touring gig back in the early 90s, and he's a mentor and a buddy for sure.
So I find it interesting, though, with the jazz and the southern blues and funk, but you guys, when you come together, you seem to find your groove with your brand of Americana.
The way that I've seen the Americana, it's just a word, first of all, and who knows, you know, it's yeah. like all these words become meaningless eventually, like jazz. Is jazz Duke Ellington? Is it Kenny G? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Depends on your opinion. And Americana, I feel like part of the American roots that gets underrepresented in Americana is a lot of the African-American roots music in our country. And that's such a huge influence for us.
Yeah, blues and jazz.
Blues and jazz and gospel and R&B. You know, like I feel like there's a lot of bluegrass and Appalachian stuff and folk and singer-songwriter stuff. But I think it's exciting for us to mix all of those things together to get the gospel back into it. And, Ray Charles is one of our biggest heroes. And so it's all the American roots music involves all of that. It's all American. And should all be Americana.
The Wood Brothers are playing in town tonight, a sold-out show at the Ag. One Drop of Truth is the brand-new album from our guests, the Wood Brothers. You can keep up with them online at thewoodbrothers.com. Chris and Oliver Wood and Jono Ricks, thank you very much for dropping on by and playing some songs.
Thanks for having
Thanks
us.
So much.
Our pleasure.
You want to take us out with another song? You mentioned this opening song of the album, written prior to Hurricane Harvey, but you recorded it the day after it slammed the Houston area. Tell us about this song here.
Yeah, well, it was actually inspired by a news story from the previous winter where actually Shreveport was the one that was getting flooded. And so it starts out talking about Shreveport and levees and such, but really just the weather being a metaphor for whatever else comes in the song. But it was inspired by actual weather, and you know, like Chris was saying, there's a lot of songs on this album that seem to include weather or water or floods or tears or things that are buoyant and that we don't control that well. And this is sort of an out of control feeling song, you know.
Does what it's supposed to do, 'cause the rain keeps coming. Yeah, the rain keeps coming. I must have called you 99 times, but I couldn't get through. And the rain keeps coming. Yeah, the rain keeps coming. And the rain keeps coming. Yeah, the rain keeps coming. Nothing's ever for certain till the levee breaks down. The water comes in and the river takes the town. There's a shelter at the high school gym, they got blankets and food. But you won't sleep easy, no, you won't sleep easy. It's been a few days since I heard any word from you. No, and I don't sleep easy, no, I don't sleep easy. And the rain keeps coming, and the rain keeps coming, and the rain keeps coming, and the rain keeps coming. Nothing's ever for certain till the levee breaks down. The water comes in and the river, river takes the town. The river takes the town. River takes the town. River takes the town. There's a number you call if your house gets washed away, but it'll never be the same. No, it'll never be the same. Since you held my hand and kissed me the very first day, no, I'll never be the same. No, I'll never be the same. And the rain keeps coming, yeah, 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 the rain keeps coming, never be the same. And the rain keeps coming, never be the same. Nothing's ever for certain.
Hi, this is Oliver, Chris, and Jono from the Wood Brothers.
This is listener-supported 97.7 EXT.
Support the music at exit97.7.org.